Hey everyone, if you're listening to this, chances are you're dealing with something pretty rough. Being fired when you know it wasn't justified.
It's a tough spot to be in, for sure.
Yeah. And today we're going to do a deep dive into proving wrongful termination.
Absolutely. We're going to unpack this whole
thing. Well, you know, this great guide, by the way, from the lawyers over at Chaus Law Group. So, you know, lots of good info to work with here.
Definitely.
So first off, I think a lot of people think at will employment means your boss could just fire you for anything.
Right, yeah. That's like the biggest myth out there.
Is that true?
No, not at all. There are actually a ton of legal protections, even for at-will employees.
Yeah.
Like, your boss can't just fire you because they're in a bad mood that day, you know?
Right, of course. But what are some things that would be considered, like, actually illegal reasons to fire someone?
Okay, so retaliation is a huge one.
Retaliation?
Yeah, like if you take family leave, let's say, or you report something unsafe at work, you know, you blow the whistle.
Yep.
If you're fired soon after that, super illegal.
Oh, so they can't just like get back at you for doing something that you're legally allowed to do.
Exactly. And the same goes for discrimination.
Like based on what?
Anything, really. Race, gender, religion, age, disability.
Right.
You name it. Those are all big no-nos, and they can make for really strong wrongful termination cases.
Got it. So even if your boss tries to say it was for like poor performance or something vague,
yeah,
it could be covering up for something much worse.
Exactly. They try to use those as smoke screens sometimes.
Smoke screens, that's a good way to put it. But how do you actually prove that they're lying? Like, what can you do?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. You've got to have the evidence.
Evidence. Okay.
Think of it like building a case, right? Every email, text message, performance review.
Wait, really?
Even like, I don't know, a weird comment your boss made at the holiday party, all of that could be potential evidence.
A comment at a party.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Anything that shows they were treating you unfairly or that contradicts the reason they gave for firing you can be super helpful. Like, say your boss claims you were always late, but you have email showing you were on time. Boom. There's your evidence.
Oh, okay. So it's all about connecting the dots and showing the real story, not just what they're claiming.
Exactly.
But I gotta be honest, most people aren't keeping detailed notes on every single work conversation.
Right.
What are some of the must-haves when it comes to documentation then? Like, if you suspect something's up.
Okay, so your employment contract is like gold.
Okay.
If it says anything about the reasons you can be fired and they violate those terms, you've got a really strong case.
So read that contract carefully, folks.
Absolutely. And same with performance reviews. Like, imagine you've been getting amazing reviews for years and then suddenly it's poor performance right before they let you go.
Yeah, a little fishy.
Super suspicious.
Yeah. So what is this thing you mentioned earlier, comparative evidence? What's that about?
Ugh, comparative evidence. This is where things get strategic.
Ooh, strategic.
So basically, you're trying to show that you were treated differently from other employees in similar situations. For example, let's say you get fired for being late twice.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another employee with way worse attendance who's still there.
Yeah.
That right there is a pattern of unfair treatment. And it suggests that the reason they gave you is just a smokescreen.
Right. So it's not just about your own experience, but also looking at how the company handles things with other employees. That makes sense. But how do you even gather that kind of evidence? That seems hard.
It can be tricky, I'll admit. But think about it. Were you ever like reprimanded in writing for something that another employee got away with?
Yeah.
Or did you hear about similar situations happening, even just through the grapevine? It really starts with paying attention and looking for those inconsistencies.
Okay, so it's like being a detective in your own workplace almost.
Exactly. You got to be observant.
But honestly, this legal stuff can feel kind of intimidating, you know?
Oh, for sure.
What's the one piece of advice you would give someone who's just starting to wrap their head around all of this wrongful termination stuff?
You know what? Just start documenting everything. And I mean everything. Right now. Even if it seems small or insignificant.
Like what?
Write it down, date it, and keep it safe. You just never know what might become important later on.
So true. It's better to have it and not need it. Then need it, not have it.
100%. That's the best way to protect yourself.
Good point. And I know our listeners in California, which I hear has some pretty strong worker protections. Does that affect their case at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. California law often goes above and beyond federal protections, which is a good thing for employees.
That's good to know. So how does that play out in like a wrongful termination situation?
Well, for starters, California recognizes this thing called the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing.
Okay, wow. That is a mouthful. What does that even mean?
Basically, it means that even if there's not a specific contract saying you can't be fired without a good reason,
there's still this, like, understanding that employers have to act fairly.
Okay.
So, you know, let's say you've been killing it at your job for years, great reviews, no problems.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, bam, you're out.
That's not fair.
Yeah. See, that's exactly what I mean. Mm. In California, a court could look at that and be like, hold up, something's not right here. They'd consider your history, the lack of justification, and they could actually rule that firing you was a breach of this implied good faith and fair dealing.
So even if it's not explicitly in a contract, there's still this expectation of fairness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
California's got your back in a lot of situations.
I like that. Okay, but what if your firing does seem to fall under that whole at-will thing?
Right.
But you're just positive it was for, like, some shady reason that they're not saying.
Yeah, that's when it gets really tricky.
What can you do then?
That's where gathering evidence is so important.
Okay.
You have to build a case that shows their reason, quote-unquote, is bogus.
Okay, so let's say they claim you were fired for performance issues.
Uh-huh.
But you have emails praising your work, like, right before they let you go.
Right, right.
Or they say it was budget cuts, but then they hire someone new for your exact same role.
That's so frustrating.
I know, right? Those are the inconsistencies you need to highlight. You got to point those out.
So it's about, like, exposing their lies.
Exactly.
Okay, this is feeling more and more like detective work.
Uh-oh.
But speaking of tricky, what about those cases where the reason they give is something that's harder to prove, like a personality clash or just not being a good fit?
Yeah, those are tough ones, but not impossible.
Okay.
It often comes down to showing a pattern of behavior.
Like what?
Was your boss constantly undermining you, making snide comments, or excluding you from important meetings?
Uh-huh.
Did they start treating you differently after you, say, filed a complaint or raised a concern about something? Basically, any evidence suggesting they were building a case against you instead of genuinely trying to improve things can be really helpful.
So it's not just a sudden thing. It's like they were planning it all along.
Exactly. And again, California law is pretty strong in these situations. Like, if you were fired for refusing to break the law,
yeah,
or because you exercised a legal right, like filing a workers' comp claim, you're protected.
That's good to know. There are at least some specific protections in place. But let's be honest, legal battles can be expensive and daunting. Is it even worth it to pursue a wrongful termination case? Like, realistically.
That's a valid concern. And honestly, that's why talking to an experienced employment lawyer is crucial. They can assess your situation, help you weigh the pros and cons, and guide you on the best course of action.
Right, because every case is different.
Exactly. But remember, even if you don't end up actually suing, just knowing your rights and gathering that evidence,
yeah,
it puts you in a much stronger position for negotiation, for severance packages, even just for peace of mind.
Okay, so it's about having options.
Exactly. You're not powerless.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say you do decide to go for it and you actually win your case.
All right.
What happens then? Like, what kind of outcome are we talking about?
So if the court finds in your favor, they can award you a few different things. The most common is what's called back pay.
Back pay.
Which is basically getting paid for the time you were unfairly out of work.
Okay. So, like, if you were wrongfully fired 6 months ago, you could get 6 months worth of salary back.
Exactly. It's all about making you whole again financially.
That's pretty significant.
It is. And in some cases, you might also be entitled to something called front pay.
Front pay. What's that?
Think of it as compensation for future lost earnings. So if you can prove that finding a comparable job is going to take a while because of, you know, the circumstances of your firing.
Okay.
The court might award you front pay to cover that gap.
Interesting. So it's not just about the immediate loss of income, but also the long-term impact. Okay, what other remedies are there?
Well, another big one is getting reimbursed for attorney's fees and court costs.
Oh, that's good. Because legal battles can get really expensive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So knowing that could be covered takes a lot of pressure off.
Definitely. What else?
Then there are compensatory damages and punitive damages.
Okay, break those down for me.
So compensatory damages, those are intended to, like, make up for the actual harm you suffered.
Like what kinds of harm?
Things like emotional distress, damage to your reputation, maybe even therapy costs, stuff like that.
So it's not just about the money you lost, but also the, like, emotional toll of it all.
Right, exactly. And then there are punitive damages. These are more about, like, punishing the employer.
Punishing them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And deterring them from doing this kind of thing again.
So less about making you whole and more about making sure the company faces consequences.
Exactly. It's about accountability. Punitive damages can be pretty hefty depending on how bad the employer's actions were.
Wow. Okay. I'm learning so much. But before we wrap up this section, I have one last question. Is there any chance of actually getting your old job back after being wrongfully terminated?
It is possible, yeah. Though, to be honest, it's not always the best outcome.
Right.
Reinstatement to your previous position is another remedy the court can order. But sometimes, it's better to just move on and find a better work environment, you know, where you're actually valued.
Yeah, a fresh start.
Exactly. Sometimes that's the best remedy.
That's a great point. This has been so informative. I bet our listeners feeling a lot more knowledgeable now.
Hopefully, yeah.
But before we send them off to conquer the world, we're going to take a quick break and come back with some final thoughts.
Sounds good.
And we'll leave you with a question to ponder.
A little something to think about.
All right, we'll be right back. Okay, we're back and ready to keep digging into this whole wrongful termination thing.
Lots to cover.
So hopefully you, the listener, are feeling a little bit more equipped to deal with this whole situation.
Definitely. Knowledge is power.
Exactly. But before we go any further, I have to point out that you mentioned earlier that our listener is in California.
Right.
And I've always heard that California has some really strong laws when it comes to protecting workers.
Oh, yeah.
So does that play a role in their case at all?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. California law often goes above and beyond the federal protections, which can be a big advantage in these situations.
Okay. So how does that work in a wrongful termination case specifically?
Well, one big thing is that California recognizes this thing called, get this, the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing.
Whoa, that's a mouthful.
I know, right?
What does that even mean in plain English?
So basically, it means that even if your employment contract doesn't specifically say you can't be fired without a good reason.
Okay.
There's still this, like, understanding that employers have to act fairly. They can't just fire you on a whim.
Okay, so give me an example.
Sure. Let's say you've been crushing it at your job for years, right? Like, great performance reviews, no problems whatsoever. And then all of a sudden, bam, they fire you.
Wow, out of the blue.
Totally out of the blue. And they don't even give you a good reason.
Yeah, that sounds really unfair.
Exactly. That's where this implied covenant comes in. In California, a court could totally look at that situation and say, hold on a sec, this doesn't seem right at all. They'd consider your work history, the fact that there's no real justification for firing you, and they could actually rule that it was a breach of this implied covenant.
Oh, wow. So even if it's not explicitly spelled out in a contract, there's still this, like, underlying expectation of fairness.
Exactly. California's got your back in a lot of situations.
I like that. Okay, but what about those situations where your firing does seem to fall under that at-will thing?
Yeah.
But you're just, like, positive that it was for some shady reason that they're not being upfront about.
Yeah, that's when it gets really tricky.
What can you do in those cases?
That's where gathering all that evidence we talked about earlier is absolutely crucial. You really got to build a strong case that shows that their reason for firing you is just a cover story.
Okay, so how would you do that?
Well, think about it. Let's say they're claiming you were fired for performance issues.
Uh-huh.
But you have emails praising your work, like, literally right before they let you go.
Right, right. That would be pretty damning.
Exactly. Maybe they tell you it's because of budget cuts, but then they hire someone new for your exact same role, like, immediately.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Right. Those are the kinds of inconsistencies you need to be on the lookout for. You have to point those out and use them to your advantage.
So it's like you're exposing their lies.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, this is starting to feel more and more like detective work.
Yeah.
But speaking of tricky cases, what about those situations where the reason they give is something that's even harder to prove? Like a personality clash or just, you know, not being a good fit?
Those are always tough ones. But they're not impossible to win.
Okay, good. So what can you do?
In those cases, it often comes down to being able to show a pattern of behavior.
A pattern of behavior. Okay. What does that mean?
Think about your interactions with your boss. Was your boss constantly, like, undermining you?
Yeah.
Making snide comments? Excluding you from important meetings?
Yeah.
Did their behavior towards you change at all after you, I don't know, filed a complaint or raised a concern about something?
Right.
Any evidence you can find that suggests they were deliberately building a case against you rather than, you know, genuinely trying to work things out,
mm-hmm.
that can be really helpful.
So it's not like it was just a sudden isolated incident. It's like they had it out for you all along.
Exactly. And it's good to remember that California law specifically protects you in certain situations. Like, say you were fired for refusing to break the law.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Or because you exercised a legal right, like filing a workers' comp claim. They can't fire you for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's reassuring. It's good to know there are some specific protections like that. But let's be real here. Legal battles, no matter what they're about, can be super expensive and just daunting, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So is it even worth it to pursue a wrongful termination case? Like, realistically?
That's a really valid concern. And honestly, that's why talking to an experienced employment lawyer is just so crucial in these situations.
Makes sense.
They can assess your specific situation, help you weigh the pros and cons, and guide you on the best course of action.
Because every case is different.
Exactly. Every case has its nuances. But remember, even if you don't end up actually suing your employer, just knowing your rights and having that evidence,
yeah,
that puts you in a much stronger position to negotiate, whether it's about a severance package or even just getting some peace of mind.
Okay, so it's about having options.
Absolutely. It's about taking back some control in a situation that can feel really overwhelming.
I like that. Okay, let's say you do decide to go for it and file a lawsuit and you actually win. What happens then? What kind of outcome can you expect?
So when a court rules in your favor in a wrongful termination case, they can award you a few different things called remedies. The most common one is something called back pay.
Back pay, okay.
Which is basically just what it sounds like. You get paid for the time that you were unfairly out of work.
So like if you were wrongfully fired 6 months ago, you could get 6 months worth of salary back.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. It's all about making you financially whole again.
That's pretty significant.
Oh, definitely. And in some cases, you might even be entitled to something called front pay.
Front pay? What's the difference between that and back pay?
So think of front pay as like compensation for your future lost earnings.
Okay.
So if you can prove that finding a new job that's comparable to the one you lost is going to take a while because of the circumstances of your firing.
Right. That makes sense.
The court might award you front pay to cover that gap in your income.
Oh, interesting. So it's like they're taking into account the long-term impact of being wrongfully fired, not just the immediate loss of income.
Exactly.
Okay, what other remedies are out there?
Another big one is getting reimbursed for your attorney fees and court costs.
Oh, that's a huge relief. Because those legal battles can get really expensive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So having that covered takes a lot of the pressure off.
Definitely.
What else is there?
Okay, so there are also two types of damages that you can be awarded. Compensatory damages and punitive damages.
Okay, break those down for me.
Sure. So compensatory damages are intended to compensate you for the actual harm that you suffered as a result of being wrongfully terminated.
Like what kinds of harm?
It can include things like emotional distress, damage to your reputation, maybe even therapy costs, if you needed to seek professional help to deal with the stress of it all.
Wow. So it's not just about the lost wages, but also acknowledging that there's an emotional and personal toll that comes with being wrongfully fired. Exactly. And then there are punitive damages. Now, these are a little different. They're not really about making you whole.
Okay.
They're more about punishing the employer.
Punishing them how?
Yeah. And deterring them from engaging in this kind of behavior in the future.
Oh, interesting. So it's less about making you whole and more about making sure the company faces consequences for their actions.
Exactly. It's about accountability. And it's worth noting that punitive damages can be pretty hefty depending on how bad the employer's actions were.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
Nope. There are serious consequences for companies that try to pull a fast one.
I'm learning so much. This is really eye-opening. But before we wrap up this whole discussion, I have one last question for you. Is there any chance of actually getting your old job back after being wrongfully terminated?
You know, it is actually possible. Though, to be honest, it's not always the most desirable outcome.
Okay, why is that?
Well, I mean, sometimes the damage is already done, you know? Like, the trust is broken, the work environment has become toxic.
Right.
Reinstatement to your previous position is another remedy that the court can order if you win your case. But sometimes it's just better to move on and find a better job.
Fresh start, right?
Exactly. Sometimes a fresh start is the best medicine. You know, find a workplace where you're actually valued and appreciated.
Yeah, that's a great point. Sometimes it's just time to close that chapter and move on to bigger and better things.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, this has been such an incredibly informative deep dive.
I'm glad you think so.
I bet our listener out there is feeling a lot more knowledgeable and empowered now,
yeah,
armed with all this information.
Hopefully, yeah. Knowledge is power.
Exactly. So as we wrap things up here, I want to leave our listener with a final thought.
Okay, I like it.
What if companies were actually legally required to be completely transparent about their firing decisions?
Ooh, interesting.
Like, imagine a world where they couldn't hide behind vague excuses or try to spin the narrative.
Uh-huh.
What if they had to provide clear, documented reasons backed up by actual evidence for every single termination?
That would be a game changer for sure. It would definitely shift the balance of power, I think.
Totally. It would make it so much harder for companies to get away with wrongful terminations.
Exactly. It would force them to be much more accountable for their actions.
And it would create a much fairer playing field for everyone.
100%. It's definitely something to think about.
Yes. Food for thought, for sure.
Food for thought.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Sounds good.
We're sending you all the best, dear listener, as you navigate this whole challenging situation. Remember, stay informed, stay empowered, and never, ever stop fighting for your rights.
You got this.
Okay, so we're back, and I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
Definitely a lot to digest.
Yeah.
Right.
So hopefully our listener out there is feeling a bit more, you know, prepared and confident to tackle this whole wrongful termination thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowledge is power, as they say.
It really is. And, you know, what really struck me as we were talking is how much of this is about, like, shifting the power dynamic.
Interesting point.
Because when you're fired, it can feel like the company has all the power.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It can feel really disempowering.
Exactly. But by knowing your rights, by gathering evidence, by maybe even getting legal help.
Right.
You're kind of taking back some of that control.
Absolutely. It's about leveling the playing field because, let's be honest, the system is not always set up to be fair.
So true.
But when you arm yourself with knowledge and you take those strategic actions, you're making sure that your voice is heard and that your rights are respected.
So to our listener out there who's going through this right now, here's our final pep talk.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Even if it feels overwhelming, just remember that you're not alone. There are resources out there, there are laws to protect you, and there are people who can help you navigate this whole process.
100%. And as we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thought to ponder.
Ooh, I like these final thoughts. Lay it on us.
What if companies were actually legally required to be totally upfront about their firing decisions?
Wow. Okay, yeah.
Imagine, like, a world where they couldn't just hide behind these vague excuses or try to spin the narrative.
Right.
What if they had to provide clear, documented reasons backed up with actual evidence for every single termination?
That's a really interesting question. It would definitely change things, wouldn't it?
It would be huge. I think it would really shift the whole landscape of employment law.
Yeah, because right now it feels like the burden of proof is always on the employee.
Exactly. But this would flip that script and make it much harder for companies to get away with wrongful terminations.
And it would create a fair system for everyone.
Absolutely. So something to think about as you move forward in your own situation and in your life in general.
Yeah, some food for thought for sure.
Food for thought.
Well, on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up this deep dive. We're sending you all the best as you navigate this challenging situation. Just remember, stay informed, stay empowered, and never stop fighting for your rights.
You got this.